Well, I just want to have a quick talk with the young people. You know, when we're young, and all us oldies here were young once, it might seem quite a shock. It might seem unbelievable, but we were actually young once. And we were your age once. And we went through all the things that you go through. And all those changes, because you're becoming young adults. You're entering very rapidly into becoming teenagers. And a lot of things begin to change. You begin to find that where you once used to play with those toys, used to give you excitement, used to enjoy, you now begin to find that you begin to outgrow them. And those clothes that you used to wear when you're probably 6 or 7, you begin to find that you outgrow them. And so there's this rapid change going on. Because you're growing, and you're finding where last year you were at a certain height, now this year you've grown and you're even a bit bigger. And you're finding that when you go to buy clothes, you no longer take the sizes that you once used to do 2 years ago. Things are changing. And you find now that you begin to like things that you didn't like before a year ago. Everything is changing rapidly, developing. And what is happening to you is that you are very simply going through a rapid change and moving forward now into becoming adults. And one day you're going to find yourself becoming an adult. And people are going to start to talk to you and treat you like an adult. And no longer like a child. And what's more, you will find that you don't want to be treated anymore like a child. And there may come times when you sometimes have to remind your parents and say to them, I'm not a child mother anymore. I've grown up. I'm now a man. And this is how God deals with us. You see, God isn't going to deal with you much more as young children, as babies. He's going to start to deal with you on your age and level of where you are. And he's going to start to commune and talk to you and deal with you as young adults. And that's the wonderful thing about God. Sometimes man, even parents, get it wrong. We don't always understand you. We don't always understand the pressures that you go through, what you go through maybe at school. And some of you are going to start to prepare for your GCSEs. You get the pressures of exams, the pressures to succeed, to triumph, to be the best. You now live in a world that's competitive. Everyone wants to compete with one another. But you know, you don't have to go down that road. You don't have to go under those pressures because you don't have to prove anything. When you become a Christian, when you follow the Lord, one of the wonderful things about it is you don't have to prove anything because God knows us. He knows us better than we know ourselves. We don't have to go under those strains to keep up with our friends because they are buying new things. They're buying the latest designer labels, or they've got the latest gadgets, or their parents do this with them or do that. Maybe they do. Maybe your friends do wear designer labels. Maybe they have a wealthy background where they can afford all these luxuries. But the question that we raise is to you, are they any happier? And if you were to be honest, you know they're no happier. And you probably got, if you know the Lord, you've got something greater than ever they have. And they're striving to get something better. We think, don't we, that when we buy something new, oh, this is going to make me happy. This is great. This is going to give me happiness. This is what I want. And we find after 5 minutes, we're fed up with it. We find after 5 minutes, what a letdown. It wasn't what I thought it was going to be. And you know something? Everything you want, everything you're going to aim for, everything that the world outside there is aiming for, when they finally get it, they realise, what a letdown. It wasn't at all what I thought it was going to be. And that's what happens. But you see, when we come to Jesus, we don't have that. We find when he does give us things, he blesses us. We find that it is different because he has done it. It's rewarding. Whereas when we're striving for those things, it's not the same. It's an absolute letdown. It's a disappointment. So you think about that. When you go to school next week, and you see your friends or you see those that you know, and they're coming in boasting about their new shoes or new trousers that they bought, something they've had, or their designer labels they've got on, and my mother brought me this, and this cost £50, and what you've got only cost 10. You think very hard and say, okay, they've got that, but give them a week. And they'll be fed up with it. They'll be bored. They'll want something else. God has said, you don't have to walk that way. You can be delivered from that, because it's a horrible way of living. It's not nice. It's not nice. And it leads to being more and more depressed, disappointed, and unhappy. Only Jesus can put real happiness and joy in our hearts.